Soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza siseWashington DC.
Leli thubake lokuthi ngibonge uJonga Khandemiri ngokusinika izindaba ngolimi lwesihlona. Olamukela ngenjabulo enkulu kuStudio 7 ngomgqibelo mhla ka 17 Nhlangula 2023 nguPraxedes Jeremiah. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Ukubona kwami mboni njengani abanye abantu abavuthileyo ayisibo bethu. Ukuzabangela ukuthi mase sisebenza abantu labo bayabesabiyo ngasekho. Sokusele laba ukuthwebo banqotshiwe but mina ngokubona kwami kade kumele kusetshenziswe i-procedure esavumelana ngayo ukuthi izasetshenziswa kube kumele kube lama-register but asiwabonanga.
Abebandla eliphikisayo le-Citizens Coalition for Change namhlanje bagqibe uhlelo lwabo lokuqoqa uluhlu lwabazamela leli bandla kukhetho olukhulu lwalonyaka ezigabeni ezeHarare.
Kunjenjenje abantu abaningi khonapha sebekhwehlela, labantwana sebekhwehlela, intulo eziba khona lapha phakathi kwezindlu, amasofa, angazi ukuthi isofa nxa ungalivalanga ngengubo, hayi ukuthi uzakilina kangaki ngelanga vele angikwazi.
Izakhamizi ezakhele phansi komgwaqo osuka eNtebe usiya eMadongula eGwanda South zikhala ngobhuqu oludalwa izimota ezinkulu zamagonyeti asebenzela inkampani yabadabuka kwele China eyeGwanda Lithium Mine. Kuthi ke abenkampani kamakhalekhukhwini e-Econet Wireless bethule isaziso sokuthi kuzaba lokuphambaniseka komsebenzi owe-EcoCash kusukisela lamhlanje ngomgqibelo usiya ngesonto ekuseni ngo-5 a.m. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulo msakazo. Abebandla eliphikisayo eleCitizens Coalition for Change namhlanje bagqibe uhlelo lwabo lokuqoqa uluhlu lwabazamela leli bandla kukhetho olukhulu lwalonyaka ezigabeni zeHarare. Leli bandla lithi likhangelele ukwethulela uZulu lolu hlelo olweHarare kanye lolwezigaba zonke zelizwe iloba yisiphi isikhathi. UMavis Gama usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Baphume ngobuningi abalandeli be-TCCC ukuzadinga inkokheli abafuna ibamele phansi kohlelo lokukhetha abazamela ibandla kukhetho lwalonyaka. Abebandla le-TCCC baqala lolu hlelo enyangeni ezimbili ezedlule njalo olwenzelwe eHarare lungo lokugcina. Obekhokhela lolu hlelo phansi kwe-Ward 9 umnumzana Webster Mawondera uthi impumela yalamhla eHarare kulabo abanqobileyo kule ward khona inkokheli yaphezulu ebandleni izokwazisa abalandeli ukuthi ngubani ozomela ibandla njalo ngapi.
Mangwana, I'm sure we are going to have a meeting to finalize the list. Then it's going to be a proper announcement through the party.
Impumela ka Ward 9 esigabeni seHarare East iveze ukuba umnumzana Tendai Biti uthole amavoti edlula amakhulu amabili lengxenye 254 kuthi umnumzana Rusty Makam yena wathola aphezu kwamakhulu amabili 228. Ubiti ngokwakhe ugcizelele ukuthi inkokheli yaphezulu yiyo eza kwethula amagama alabo abazomela ibandla kukhetho. Umakhamu ubikwa enguye onqobe kuward 18. Yena uthi akukho akusolayo ngendlela uhlelo luqhutshwe ngayo.
It's just a confirmation of support and I was confirmed to have a little bit more support.
Omunye wabalandeli be-TCCC obekhona kuhlelo lwanamhlanje umnumzana Petros Inkomo weZimforce uchasisa ngakubone kusenzakala.
Ukubona kwami mboni njengani abanye abantu abavuthileyo ayisibo bethu. Ukuzabangela ukuthi mase sisebenza abantu labo bayabesabiyo ngasekho sokusele laba ukuthwebo banqotshiwe but mina ngokubona kwami kade kumele kusetshenziswe i-procedure esavumelana ngayo ukuthi izasetshenziswa kube kumele kube lama-registers but asiwabonanga. But abantu abavotileyo abanye abantu asibazi so ukuthi sithi bavele ngapha we don't know since iparty isesentsha so asiwazi ukuthi maybe ngabanye bethu because of the limitation.
Osakhulayo uJonathan Mthimkhulu uthi yena akalansolo ngendlela ukhetho oluqhutshwe ngayo.
MP thina besifuna uMakhamo nakhona simtholile simkhethile sawina khona lapha kuma councilor besifuna u Prince sawina nakhona samkhetha sawina nakhona.
Umnumzana Elliot Moyo laye ukhuluma ngakubonileyo ekuqhutshweni kwalolu khetho.
So sikhethe ukansela uPrince Mthembu ngendaba yokuthi ngumfana omncane.
Yes.
Akule enye iplani ukuthi bengaphila njani abantwana. Inkosi khethe umntwana lo omncane ukuthi amele abanye bakhe abantanga.
Ingcwethi ecubungula ngezombusazwe enhlanganisweni yeZimbabwe Democracy Institute, ZDI, umnumzana Bekezela Gumbo, uthi akumangalisi ukuba bekulokuxokozela lokuqilibezelana kulolu hlelo lwabe Triple C.
So the opposition layo ngabantwana bezana bona abalapha. I-politics bazifunde bezibona kuzana. Lokho berepeata into efana nayo. Lokho berepeata into efana nayo. So sokusegazini okuyinto kwakhona ukuthi uleader umkhokhelweni uma lingasazwisisandayo alisebenzisa ama-institution liyahluthuna lizokhuluma kuma-press conference.
Njengokutsho kwabekade beqhuba lolu hlelo abazamela ibandla leli kukhetho lwalonyaka khona bezovezwa ngemva kokuba kuhlolisiswe into ezimbalwa yinkokheli yaphezulu ye-Triple C. Idale elokubhalisa abazancintisa kukhetho lwalonyaka ele-Nomination Court elahlelwa ngabe-commission ebona ngezokhetho eyeZimbabwe Electoral Commission lizahlala ngolwesithathu mhla ka-21 Hlangula. Ukhetho lona lusenziwa mhla ka-23 Ncwabakazi. Ibandla le-ZANU-PF seliqedile ukudinga abazancintisa kukhetho lwalonyaka. Ngakwelinye icele, ibandla le-MDC elikhokhelwa ngumnumzana Douglas Monzora lalo likhangelelwe ukwenza inhlelo zokukhetha abazancintisa kukhetho ekupheleni kwaliviki. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngingumevis Gama.
Abenkampani ngamakhalekhukhwini e-Econet Wireless bethule isaziso kwabasebenzisa ingcingo zabo ukuthi kuzaba lokuphambaniseka kwemsebenzi wabo wezemali owe-EcoCash kusukisela namhlanje ngomgqibelo mhla ka-17 Nyanhlangula ngo-8 ntambama kusiyafika kusasa ngesonto ekuseni ngo-5 AM mhla ka-18 Nhlangula. Abohlangothi olwe-EcoCash olusetshenziswa ukubhadalela indleko ezithile kusetshenziswa omakhalekhukhwini bathi balusizi ngokuphambaniseka kwenhlelo zalo, kodwa bakwenza ukuze baqhube umsebenzi wokulungisisa lokuthuthukisa imitshina ukuze isebenze okwezinga laphezulu abakubiza ngokuthi yi-upgrading. Uhlelo olwe-EcoCash yilo osolusetshenziswa ngabaningi eZimbabwe ukuthumelana izimali, ukubhadalela indleko, ukuthenga i-airtime kanye lokuthi abaphandle kwelizwe benelisa ukuthumela izihlobo labangane abasekhaya imali lokunye.
Lamlela ndwandwe,
lamlela
ndwandwe,
lamlela
mshweshwe,
lamlela nampa bafube mbula,
lamlela ndwandwe,
lamlela.
Izakhamizi ezakhele phansi komgwaqo osuka eNtebe usiya eMadungula eGwanda South zikhala ngobhuqu oludalwa izimota ezinkulu zamagonyeti asebenzela inkampani yabadabuka kwele China eyeGwanda Lithium Mine. Iningi lalezi zakamizi zikhathazekile ngalolu bhuqu lezithithi lulakho kudala ingozi kwezempilakahle yazo ngoba seziphefumula uthuli njalo nje. U-Albert Ncube usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Iningi lezakhamizi lithi lilakho ukubamba umkhuhlane wofuba nxa lezi zimota zingaqhubekela phambili zisebenzisa lo mgwaqo. Unkosikazi Salume Dube, omunye wezakhamizi ezakhele phansi kwalo mgwaqo, uthi basengozini enkulu kakhulu.
Kunjenjenje abantu abaningi khonapha sebekhwehlela, labantwana sebekhwehlela, intulo eziba khona lapha phakathi kwezindlu, amasofa, angazi ukuthi isofa nxa ungalivalanga ngengubo hayi ukuthi uzaklina kangakhi ngelanga vela ngikwazi. Kwesinye isikhathi vela ngokuyiklini ngoba vele yona adlula njalo nje. Ukudla kwabantu ezindlini ingozi zodwa, sibe sidingayo nje bona basiza nxa behamba bafafaza amanzi baze beyicina ngethara.
Amazwi la agcizelelwe ngesinye njalo isakhamuzi, umnumzana Ruben Sanda. oleminyaka yokuzalwa engamachuma esikhombisa lanhlanu othi lawe yasabela impila kahle yakhe
asithulo solukuya ngamakha bese sithefu umuntu uthuli la njengoba ubona yonke into limhlophe uthuli osuka khona ungangena waphana endlini uzathola ukuthi amawindi kuvaliwe but uthuli lukhona phakathi ngaphansi kweminyango lapha kuyangena so ungena nalani dust ecina ibuya elokhu zena ezifubeni
umnumzana Nelson Spanda uthi luningi kakhulu uthuli oludalwa yizimota lezi
siyamangala ngemoto esizihamba esizibona zihamba emgwaqweni lothuli oluningi olwenzakala amagonyeti so ebusuku le mini kuyafana ne-dust esikhanyiza sihlupu khaya kuzangena ezihlubeni zethu langaphi langaphi sizawubulawa luthuli oluthuli olwenzakala lapha luningi kakhulu imoto zakona zimi zihamba enjalo nje ebusuku le mini angasuke enzakalayo
onakekele ezemvelo umnumzana Collins Banda uthi uthuli lolu soluphazamise ezemvelo okulakho ukuphazamisa le mpilakahle yezifuyo
konke lokhuyana kuyenza ukuthi kubulale izihlahla lezihlahlanyana eziyabe zikhona uthuli luyasukuma luyohlala emahlamvini amahlamvu aphila ngokuphefumula lazi izihlahla zifuna ukuthi ziphefumule kodwa ngenxa yokuthi sekulothuli luyana oluzayo lokho lusinda luninda luninda lusiba luningi izihlahla zona eziseduzane ziza kufa
usobhukwe Ntepe mnumzana Jakonia Mavukuthi uthi sebehlezi bekhwehlela ngenxa yalolu thuli
sekwehlezi ongivela ekilini yazo umbatshelile ukuthi heyi into esiyenzelwa ngamagonyeti ngale hayi a njengoba lizibona lezihlahla kusukisela ngoba lezihlahla zonke uzukegoshi zizakufa zonke abasoke litara sibili ngoba sibona ukuthi noma ngazibathi bafuna ukuthi amanzi bathele amanzi zilokuze akusuzukuyenza ngoba amanzi lawo bazawathatha eduli siyagcina engasekho
ukhansila wentepe mnumzana Miklas Ndlovu uthi kuyadinga ukuthi linkampani ithatha amanyathelo okunakekela izakhamizi ezakhele phansi komgwaqo
esifisa ukuthi kwezele abantu ababhigebha les ilithium le ibone engazani kumele bananzele kakhulu imvelo ukuthi imele ivikelwe layo kanye labantu bengifisa ukuthi ngakuyavuma sibili hhayi njengabantu abawatshengisa ukuthi bale mali akuthelwa amanzi kungakafakwa ithara khona kahle kahle njengoba nje kumele balethe kumbe izuzo ebantwini kudevelopment hayi thara kayibe khona sibili
iziphathamandla zekwanda litamine ngazithanda ngoxoxisana lathi ngalolu daba uthi mbuzo ethunyelwe kugatsha olulondolozo ezemvelo ole-environmental management agency ema layo kayiphendulwanga ngimele umsakazo we-studio 7 ngisentepe egwanda ngingu-albert ncube
ngesikhathi senguquko kungacaci kahle okwenzakala emhlabeni esikuzwayo kungayisikho esikubonayo sidinga iqiniso sitshelwa izindaba ezingaphelelanga silahlekelwe liqiniso ngesikhathi sohlupho amaphupho ethu ithemba nezifiso zekusasa enhle kwenzakala uma abezindaba bekhululekile umsakazo we-Voice of America silethulela izindaba ezitholwa ngokuzinikela okuphezulu sichumanisa abantu ngokubethulela iqiniso kumsakazo we-Voice of America silethulela okwenzakalayo njengoba kunjalo
esigabeni sethu lapho esiphatha indaba zabesifazane liviki ngibambele uStandekile Mhlanga ngibe lethuba lokuxoxa lonkosikazi Siphiwe Florence Luphahla esesigabeni eseIndiana khona lapha eMelika unkosikazi Luphahla usemhlanganeni wabomama abangamakholwa esiKristu owe Women of Dominion lomhlangano owenziwa minyaka yonke oqale ngolwesine ugqishwa kusasa ngesonto njalo usenzelwa edolobheni eleIndianapolis
mina ukuthi ngize ngibe lapha emhlanganweni lowo mbongo uNkulunkulu wami omphakanisileyo ngoba uNkulunkulu uyabona itimu yethu yomhlangano lowo namhla iWomen of Dominion itimu uNkulunkulu uyabona uNkulunkulu uyabona isifiso somuntu kiso sonke isikhathi mina ngibuye lapha eAmerica last year ngoMarch ngingezwa kuhle ngingakwanisa ukuhamba amadolo abantwana bangibusisa bangihambisa kudokotela ngayenziwa ini-replacement ngiyaphola khathesi ngilapha kodwa ngikwanisile ukuthi nginjalo ngiphola uNkulunkulu wamphakamisa abantwana bamqhuba futhi njalo bathi hayi mama asoze ukhuthe umhlangano omkhulu ongaka ngathi hayi bantu bami ngizaqhulela khona yikho mbuyile kulo umhlangano ngenxa yokuthi mina ukholo lwami ayine-Catholic ukholo lwami lugxilile kakhulu ngiyamthanda uNkulunkulu wami. Abantwana bazile ukuthi ngingaza ke ngikhuthe umhlangano omkhulu ongaka. Bangivusisa ngabuya kulo mhlangano. Yikho ngikhona lapha ngenxa yokuthi ngidinga ubuso bukaNkulunkulu, ngidinga uNkulunkulu wami ngiso sonke isikhathi ebusuku lemini ngiyamdinga uNkulunkulu. Yikho ngilapha kulo mhlangano ukuzohlangana labanye omama abavela kumabandla atshiyeneyo, sidumisa uNkulunkulu, sidinga uNkulunkulu ngiso sonke isikhathi.
Ufikele ngaphi lapha e-America?
Ngifikele e-Indianapolis.
Kuhle kwabaseduzane.
Iye, kuhle kwabaseduzane ngoba i-conference ikhona apha e-Indiana. Yikho sithi uNkulunkulu uyabona, uNkulunkulu uyangithanda. Abantu abami bathe mama, i-conference ikhona apha e-Indiana. La ukhona apha e-Indiana, no, kumele ube khona kulo mhlangano. Ngikhona emhlanganweni khona lapha. Ngikhula nginjalo ngihamba nge-class yami. Ngithi uNkulunkulu uyabona, ngiyamthanda uNkulunkulu wami.
Sikhangeleke ngale ekhaya ukuthi wena-ke usebenze ngaphi? Kunhlangothi zempilo.
Mina kunhlangothi zempilo kusukela ngo-1980 kusiya ku-97. Ngangisebenzela i-Ministry of Health kanye ngumvillage health worker for 15 years. Ngemva kokuba ngumvillage health worker ngase ngihawukelwa ngumcatholic priest okuthiwa ngufaza Nyati. Wangicela ukuthi ha mama lingabuya lizosincedisa ngapha emishini, ngavuma sibili. Ngachiya kuba ngumvillage health worker ngahamba ngasebenzela ama-catholics ejetsholo mishini, ngicelwe ngufaza Nyati. Ngasebenza nje khona ngale, ngaqalisa ngisasebenza nje endlini yabofaza, ngincedisa ofaza khona ngale ukubayenzela konke ukubaphekela lokubagcina kuyo. From 1997 to 2000 I was promoted. Ofaza bangipromota bathi no mama, still uye sisebenzele e-training center, uye sincedise e-training center ngale uye kugcina abantu. Ngoba i-training center yejetsholo mishini yayenza ama-workshops amaningi kakhulu, kuthiwa yidinga indlela training center. Ngaba khona ngabe-ke training center for 18 years. Ngingumetron khona ngale, ngasebenza kamnandi sibili. UNkulunkulu wami wambusisa ngaze ngakwanisa 18 years ngaze ngaretire ngo-2016.
Abantwana-ke imuli ikhule okungakanani?
Ngilabantwana bangu-5. A one boy, my only son. Let me say my only son. And then the 4 girls. Abazukulu ngile-11. Ngilesizukulwane 2. One boy and a girl.
Ngokulethe lapha nguyo ngumfana kumbe ngumunye oyinkazana?
Ngingathi ibahlangana nje bonke, bahlanganisa amakhanda bonke, bancedisana bonke ukuthi ngibuye khona lapha. Kodwa mainly ngihlala emntwaneni wami oyi-second born khona lapha e-India.
Lo mhlangano uwubone njani?
Umhlangano lowo ngiwubona umuhle kakhulu. Ungibusisile sibili ngoba emhlanganweni lowo sibili kugcwele amaZimbabweans, omama bama abavela eZimbabwe, abantu bamathetha atshiyeneyo, amabandla atshiyeneyo. Kulama-Methodist, kulama-United Methodist, ayeme-Catholic lami khona la, lamanye amathetha amaningi, ama-Pentecostal churches amaningi, Brethren Church. Sihlangene sonke nje imhlobo etshiyeneyo. Babuyile omama all over the country, abanye bavele e-England, Ireland, South Africa, Zimbabwe, sonke sigcwele khonapha. Omama abaningi abavela kuma-states amaningi e-America, njengoba nandiyazi America lama-states amaningi, sihlangene sonke khona la. Nxa ulalela ama-testimony avela kwabanye omama, uyaqina ngaphakathi ngoba uyabuka isiduduba isilo lwakho wedwa emhlabeni. Nxa abanye bekhuluma ucina ubona ukuthi no, okwami engikubonayo kuncinyane kulalokhu engikuzwa kwabanye. Uyaqina lawe, uqine ukuthi move on ngempilo ngoba uyabusuzwile ukuthi uduba isilo lwakho wedwa emhlabeni. Njalo akumela ngudubo uzithwalele wena, njengoba sikwazi isilo Jesu. UJesu wathi lethani kimi konke okulisindayo.
Ukuphetha ingxoxo yethu, fikela ngunikeke ithuba Mancube ukuthi ubulise izihlobo labangane.
Kulungile. Ngiyalibingelela lonke balaleli bakastudio 7. Lami namhla uNkulunkulu ungibusisile ilizwi lami lazwakala kustudio 7. Ngibingelela izihlobo zami zonke, ikakhulu lapho engizalwa khona koThatha. Ngiyalibingelela lonke. Lanxa nje singaphansi kobuhlungu, siyakhala silahlekelwe ngosisi abangu-2 e-UK, usisi Muke Khumalo, lo mkabhuti wethu uMakhumalo uzodadabengwa laye kadwethu uBhutumiso Dabengwa. Ngiyakhala ndawonye lani lonke zihlobo lapho elikhona kundawo ngendawo. Ngithi uNkulunkulu asiduduze sonke ngoba yena ungumeli osolungileyo. Lo mnawami ushila laye uthiwe ngumntwana izolo. Ngiyalikhulekela lonke, uNkulunkulu asifake esandleni somusa sonke. Ngibingelela abantu abami bonke ose-South Africa, abase-UK, lo mntana nami khona apha e-America, lo mzukulu, labazukulu bami bonke abangu-11 lesizukulwana sami. Ngithi uNkulunkulu asenzele okuhle sonke. Ngingakhohlwa imuli yakoluphahla engombane lapho engendele khona. Ngiyabacelela umusa uNkulunkulu abagcine kuhle kiso sonke isikhathi, abavikelele ezilingweni zonke. Ngiyabonga.
lati siyabonga lo ngube kungunkosikazi Siphiwe Florence Lophahla isizalane seZimbabwe esise Indiana esixoxelayo esemhlanganeni wabo mama owe Women of Dominion. Kwezemidlalo umqeqeshi weqembu labesilisa elimela ilizwe emhlalweni kakhilikithi uDave Hutton uthi ukudlala besekhaya sekungaphathisa ukubana baphumelele emidlalweni yabo iyokudinga amaqembu amabili azakuyadlala kumncintiswano omkhulu wezizwe zomhlaba ozaqhutshelwa kwele India ngenyanga kaMfumfu. Intatheli zindaba yethu yezemidlalo uJoseph Njanji usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Hawton uthi usekelo lwabalandeli beqembu lesizwe lulakho ukwenza umehluko omkhulu kulo mncintiswano oqala kusasa esikolweni iHarare.
The advantage of playing at home is a wonderful crowd. You know, we will have big support, a lot of people.
Ubuhle bokudlala singekhaya kusekuthi iningi labantu liyabe lisekela thina, okuyinto eyenza abadlali babe lamadlabuzane. Nginethemba ukuba lokhu kuzasisebenzela njengoba kuyithe sidlala singekhaya.
Isiphathamandla senhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Cricket uGive Momakoni uthi bakhangelele ukuba iqembu leZimbabwe libe ngelinye lamaqembu azaphumelela uyadlala kwele India ngemva komncintiswano lo oqhutshelwa kwele Zimbabwe.
I think they are ready to go. We should.
Iqembu selilungele imidlalo njalo kumele sibasekele ukuze banqobe, ngoba thina njengenhlanganiso esikukhangeleleyo yikuba sinqobe sithole ilungelo elokuyadlala kumncintiswano wokudinga intshantsho zomhlaba jikelele.
Ukuqhatshwa kukaDave Hutton esiba umqeqeshi weqembu lemaChevrons sekulethe ingqubela phambili enkulu kakhulu ekudlaleni kwaleli qembu, njalo uthembise ukuba lizaqhubekela phambili lidlala ngendlela enathisa amanzi.
We're not going to change the way we play cricket. I mean, the positive brand of cricket we play was not just.
Asisoze siguqile indlela esidlala ngayo. Iqembu leZimbabwe leselinde isikhathi eside lidlalela ukuba lingadliwa okuyangisayo, kodwa kathi sesidlala sinenjongo yokuba sinqobe. Sizadlala ngendlela ethuthukisa amathuba ethu okuba sinqobe.
Iqembu leZimbabwe likusiba sikaGroup A ndawonye leNepal, Netherlands, United States of America kanye leWest Indies. Amaqembu akusiba sikaGroup A adlalela imidlalo yawo esigodlweni iHarare. Kusiba sikaGroup B kulamaqembu abalisa iIreland, Oman, Scotland, Sri Lanka kanye leUnited Arab Emirates. Amaqembu akusiba sikaGroup B wona adlalela imidlalo yawo edolobheni lakoBulawayo. Amaqembu azaphutha imidlalo yezibaya ezindaweni ezintathu eziphezulu kwengalane azadlulela phambili edlala kusigaba seSuper 6, kuthi amabili azabe esendaweni ezimbili eziphezulu iyo azanqikilana kudingwa intshantsho aphinde athole ilungelo loyadlala eIndia ekupheleni komnyaka. Imidlalo iqala ngesonto lapho iqembu leZimbabwe lizadlala leNepal naseHarare Sports Club, kuthi West Indies lizadibana leUnited States of America naseTakashinga. KoBulawayo imidlalo iyaqala ngomvulo lapho iSri Lanka ezadibana khona leUnited Arab Emirates, kuthi iIreland idlalele Oman. Ngiyimele iStudio 7 KoBulawayo, nginguJoseph Njanji.
Ngesikhathi senguquko kungacaci kahle okwenzakala emhlabeni, esikuzwayo kungayisikho esikubonayo. Sidinga iqiniso, sitshelwa izindaba ezingaphelelanga, silahlekelwe liqiniso. Ngesikhathi sohlupho, amaphupho ethu, ithemba lezifiso zekusasa enhle kwenzakala uma abezindaba bekhululekile. Umsakazo we-Voice of America silethulela izindaba ezitholwa ngokuzinikela okuphezulu. Sixhumanisa abantu ngokubethulela iqiniso. Umsakazo we-Voice of America silethulela okwenzakalayo njengoba kunjalo.
Uhlelo abaculi bethu namhlanje silomculi womdumo owezokholo i-gospel uNombeko Kahlela ephethe idlalade lakhe elitsha. Yena-ke udabuka eLupane kodwa ecula ekwele South Africa. Nangu-ke exoxa lo ntungameli Nkomo owe-Studio 7.
Makabayan,
Ngiyabingelela egameni elinamandla igama lenkosi yethu Jesu Kristu waseNazaretha. Ngisuka endaweni yaseLupane eMzola. Ngokuhlala ngiseSouth Africa endaweni yaseJoburg. Ukurekhoda elami i-album ngiqale ngo-2015 la engirekhode khona i-album ethi yona ukulalela. Enye i-album yalandela ngo-2018 enesihloko esithi Sembetha Amandla. Okwamanje ngiqeda kukhupha i-EP, i-first track ethi yona uJesu wami uyaphila. Elandelayo ithi yona angiyikusala.
Ngathanda ukuthenga umculo wakho kumbe ukuxhumana nawe bakuthola njani?
Ngiyatholakala kuFacebook igama nginombeko Kelly Khatela, bese ngitholakala kuTikTok nginombeko Khatela. Ngibuye ngibe khona lana kuWhatsApp, inamba yami yeWhatsApp nokufonelwa futhi iyafoneleka 063 179 3203. Ngiphinde njalo 063 179 3203. Umculo wami utholakala kuYouTube, yikho lapho otholakala khona njengamanje, is only YouTube.
Ali ukholisile umculo kaNondewo Khahlela, yena-ke ophethe idlalathike lakhe elitshasha. Ngilethemba lokuba sizomsekela. Singekehlukani izihlobo othi sikhangele ezinye zezindaba ebezikhokhela, njengoba isikhathi sethu sesingasavumi ukubana siqhubekele phambili silokhe sonke. Abebandla eliphikisayo ele-Citizens Coalition for Change namhlanje bagqibe uhlelo lwabo lokuqoqa uluhlu lwabazamela leli bandla kukhetho olukhulu lwanonyaka ezigabeni zeHarare. Silugqiba-ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje olivalelisayo Practices Jeremiah. Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-7:30 kusiya ku-8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri Zimbabwe.